Georgie, I want to ask you, are you defeated by the cafe downstairs?
I can't take it. They're nice people. They're really nice people. But here's the thing. We have this cafeteria downstairs. It's where everyone in our building goes when they come into work or go down there for lunch. Food? Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not bad. But I figured out the problem. Everyone else who goes in there is trying to take as much time as possible because they either don't want to go to work or they want to go back to work.
Right.
So they work on that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We work on a, we've got to get down and get something during the break and get back up schedule.
Right.
And the two just don't match. And they just...
It's a time waste down there.
And they may... It is
a black hole of time when you enter that cafe.
Anything they can do to delay time when you order or when you're paying, they will do it.
All right, I have a question for you two guys because you use them every day.
Yeah.
Why don't you say something to them, a constructive customer complaint?
Because you don't understand, Craig.
First off, you have a language barrier.
They speak only Korean and Mexican or what?
Korean, Hispanic.
What?
They speak only... What
you
are
they?
You
corrected yourself from saying Hispanic, and then you said Mexican.
Well, I realized Hispanic wasn't a language. I meant to say
Well, neither is Mexican.
I know. Well, there's a Mexican form of Spanish. So
yes.
It kind of is a language.
They speak Korean and they speak Spanish
okay.
down there.
Yeah.
So you have the language barrier, then you have the time crunch, and then you also have something else added in that when you are on radio, you are not allowed to complain about anything because everyone has an automatic defense of, what makes you think you're so important? So you just sit back and you take it and you take it and you take it.
Do they know that you're on the radio?
Yes, because the guy, every time I see him down there, the Hispanic guy asks me about
sports.
The Final Four.
Oh, gosh.
I think he thinks you are the sports guy and I'm the funny guy. Because he never asked me about sports.
Really? He always asks me about sports.
He never wants to talk sports with me.
And I'm always just full of generic, this is like he'll say, like during the Final Four tournament or the March Madness thing that's going on. And man, what do you think about Duke? I don't, that's some serious, you know, stuff going on in that tournament.
Yeah,
it is. I think so, man, you know your stuff, man.
Okay.
So you know your stuff.